Busy intersections, the Orillia Fire Department and other topics are on the agenda for Monday's council meeting, which is set for 2 p.m. at the Orillia Opera House. Orillia Fire Services Review. Council will consider carrying out a full Orillia Fire Services Review, evaluating staffing levels, station locations, levels of service, benchmarking with other communities, and more, in the wake of ongoing Station 2 closures that have prompted the Orillia Professional Firefighters Association to sound the alarm about community safety. The service employs 40 full-time firefighters and 20 volunteers. First-class firefighters make a base salary of $108,259 per year, with fire captains making a base salary of $125,580. The cost of overtime for the fire department has risen steadily in recent years, climbing from $111,400 in 2018 to $564,000 in 2022. To date, overtime has cost $271,609 in 2023. Council will also discuss a report on the Orillia Fire Department in closed session. No other information is available as to what that discussion will focus on. Last week, we reported that the decision to close Station 2 rather than pay overtime to keep it open, was not made by city councilors. Click here to read that story. OPP costs. Orillia OPP officials will give a deputation, breaking down the police service's cost to the community. In 2023, the cost per property was $555 for Orillia, across more than 15,000 properties, for a total $8.8 million. Active transportation for students. Orchard Park Public School and the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit will give a deputation on the Health Unit's Simcoe Muskoka on the Move initiative, which encourages students and families to use active transportation to and from school on a regular basis. Orchard Park has participated in the initiative since 2019 and has developed an action plan to encourage increased participation by students and families, including suggestions to install crosswalks at various intersections, painted bike lanes, year-round maintenance of park pathways, and more. Backlog of City Awards nominations. The City's Commemorative Awards Committee is seeking a waiver on the presentation limit for Order of Orillia and Orillia Hall of Fame appointments. A number of nominees for both appointments have gone unawarded since 2018 as the pandemic unfolded, and the committee is seeking council authorization to award 4 Order of Orillia and Orillia Hall of Fame appointments. Update on Orchard Point traffic lights. Mayor Don McIsaac will provide an update regarding the proposed traffic lights at Orchard Point and Atherley Roads, following correspondence with Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop. Council inquiries. 4 councillors will seek their peers' support for inquiry motions. Coun. Jay Fallis hopes to gain support for moving the bus stop at Monarch Drive and West Ridge Boulevard closer to West Ridge Park, requesting staff prepare a capital project submission for consideration during the 2024 budget deliberations. Coun. Janet Lynn Durnford and Fallis hope to see a report on the feasibility and costs of installing 4 portable toilets and carrying out a garbage pickup schedule near larger homeless encampment sites throughout the city. Coun. Luke Leatherdale wants support to change council's open public forum session to permit the public to speak on city-related items that are not on the current meeting's agenda. Leatherdale is also looking to have staff prepare a report on installing a 4-way stop at Mary and Douglas Streets. Click here to read the agenda for Monday afternoon's meeting. Click here at 2 p.m. to watch the proceedings.